their fingers crossed for celebrating Sandy today.
Oh, you're going to get out that Bruce Springsteen song. Sandy.
Actually, there are a number of
Grease song.
Dig around. There are a bunch of Sandy songs.
Yeah.
Actually,
some of your Sandy songs are.
Yeah. Monday, it is the 29th of October. Our Friday poll at DougStefan.com. What scary movies, or the series of scary movies, was your favorite? Let's see here. 25% said other than that which we had listed. 18% said, I don't like scary movies. 19% of you said Halloween.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. 12% said Friday the 13th. 10% said Paranormal Activity. I don't really know what most of these are about. 9% said Nightmare on Elm Street. I know what that was about. And 8% said Saw. I remember that one.
Oh, no. For me, Night of the Living Dead. When I was a teenager, that scared the daylights out. I love zombies. I love The Walking Dead.
The Friday the 13th series was the big thing when I was a teenager.
The poll today at DougStefan.com, what kind of costume are you planning to wear for Halloween? A, superhero. B, political. C, celebrity. D, scary. E, sexy. F, other. G, I'm not planning on dressing up for Halloween. All right, so that, all of your, if that's important to you, some of our polls are important. I guess it depends on what you think is important. It's a sort of game day here when it comes to following. This is what the Weather Channel and all these birds,
they love this.
They're on top of their game.
The local
today.
News stations
scare,
are all
scare,
over.
Scare everybody. What did the local news station do? What happened?
What?
Did you lose your power?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I just looked up at the TV, and they have a reporter, and he's looking straight at the camera, like 3 or 4 feet away, you know. But he's got a hooded raincoat on, and he's got the drawstring pulled tight.
Mm-hmm.
So his face is just popping out of the hood.
There you go.
Looks like he's just, I won't say it, but yeah.
All right.
Newborn
so
baby.
I have a question about the candidates. Somebody said to me, there was a woman who sent me an email, said, I wish I had a dollar for every time you said this was not a political program. Well, it isn't a political program. That doesn't mean we're not going to talk about stuff that has to do with the election. It's like Sandy. How could you avoid talking about Sandy today?
It's not a weather program either.
No, it isn't. But, you know, and it isn't a sports program, but how do you not acknowledge San Francisco winning the World Series? Hello? So anyway, I have a, is it too early for the 2020 news quiz question? Let me just give you the time to think about this, and you can come up with an answer for a swell prize. And the swell prize includes Doug Stefan paraphernalia. I was asked, what does that mean? Hats we have, and shirts, and t-shirts, and sweatshirts, that kind of stuff. Plus, we give away a selection of Pure Attitude creams and toiletries. You may choose. Have your choice. Anyway, the question has to do with the two major contenders, Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney, for the presidency. They have, I guess, you'd consider a number of things in common. They're devoted husbands and fathers. They have distinguished themselves in government. They are qualified. It depends on how you define that. I won't choke on it too much. There's one thing, and it has to do with their preparation that they both did in the same place. What is it? 800-510-8255. What did they do in the same place? Not at the same time, but they did it at the same place. What was it? 800-510-8255. It's not difficult to figure out. It's just, okay, you want to figure it out? Figure it out. Meanwhile, a report, Richie, on how many concussions occurred this year during the high school football season in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Massachusetts, you know how I am on this.
Yep.
I'm very much against the football programs in high school, college, pretty much anywhere else. Guys want to go.
I will tell you this.
Brilliant.
Whatever the number is, it's up because they are far more cautious about this now.
Everybody's paying attention.
Everything.
So far this year in Massachusetts, 3,000 concussions have been reported in middle school and high schools across the state. 3,000 concussions as a result of football and soccer activity. Now, whether or not this is it's up 76%, and probably the reason is what Richie just said. It's because people are conscious of it now, because everybody's talking about it now, because people want to know, are their children in danger now? Some responsible parents are saying, and yes, that's my pejorative, you're not responsible if you let your children play football or soccer. It is completely against the grain of any kind of sensible thinking that could possibly exist, unless you want the possibility of your children living a short life, or if they do live, a horrible with these the neck injuries, the skull, and other problems that come about as a result of head injury trauma. So I just thought that number was interesting. I'd wonder how many more there are around the country, students in states, whether they're being tabulated or not, who have suffered a concussion this year, being involved in soccer or football, and it'll happen in hockey, it'll happen in wrestling, that kind of stuff. There's just too much food for thought here. And so people who say to me, well, what are your children supposed to do for exercise? You want them to be... The problem with children today is they don't get enough exercise. Nobody is going to agree with you more on that score than I am. But isn't there something else? Basketball? Yeah, I mean, you can still get hurt in basketball, but not like you do in baseball. But what's wrong with that? Track and field? That's a great pursuit. I loved track when I was in high school. I was the fastest kid on 2 feet for 100 yards, and then I was done. Yeah. Done. Yeah. I mean, done. I could run the 100-yard dash faster, but I was done at the end of it. I couldn't do long distance. To do a triathlon, I'd sink. I'd be out in the... you realize what it takes? What kind of training it takes to have your legs in condition to be able to run and then swim? Some guy who lives in Massachusetts
does that.
Went... he was 51, 52, I think 53 years old, had a younger wife and children, started doing triathlons 4 or 5 years ago. Great shape, been a runner all his life. He went a part of the thing was up at Lake Champlain in Vermont. Guy went into the water and sank.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd run all that distance. His legs gave out. Psh, gonzo. Done. Drowned.
Well, they usually have a boat tracking you. So
didn't track this guy very well.
That's what happened to my friend who died for 2 hours and they brought him back.
Yeah.
They had asked him his name, his address, all this stuff. And, he answered everything. 15 seconds later, he went under. They pulled him out.
Yep.
He was dead for 2 hours, and they revived him. He just ran a triathlon in Wisconsin a month ago.
God love the guy.
Is that amazing?
It really is. 800-510-8255. Mike, where are you?
Napoleon, Ohio.
Napoleon, Ohio. So you're in the big state. Looks like the people in Ohio, anyway, want to take credit for being the kingmakers. Do you think Ohio is going to decide it all?
I believe so. I know the Democrats have never won the White House without winning Ohio, so.
Yeah. And how does it look from your perspective? What do you think? First of all, who do you prefer, and what do you think?
I prefer President Obama over.
And did you vote for Mr. Obama last time?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. Where are you at? Let's see. Napoleon's in the northwest, sort of. Part
yes.
of the state. Yeah. Well, that's a bit true to form. You know that the state's pretty much split down, what is it, Route 77? No, 71? Which is it? 71.
71.
71 goes from Cleveland to Columbus down to Cincinnati.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. And and south of that is pretty much Romney land, and north of that is pretty much Obama land. Isn't that interesting how that shakes out? All right. So what do the two candidates have in common?
They both went to Harvard.
They both went to Harvard. Ron, do you agree with that? Where'd Ron go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Ron. Yeah. Okay. Do you agree with Mike? They both went to Harvard.
That's correct. One of them has a law degree, and Mitt has a law degree and an MBA.
Right. Yeah, he has an MBA from Harvard and a law degree, and you're right, Obama got a law.
I didn't realize Mitt had a law degree.
Yeah. Right, didn't peddle it around much. So, Ron, just to counter Mike, or maybe you don't, where are you?
I'm in El Paso, Texas.
El Paso. So which way do you lean? Mike's in and the Obama camp. Where are you?
I lean to the right. Thanks.
To the right, okay. So now, do the two of you want to have a discussion as to why you like either or the other's candidate? Mike, you want to ask Ron a question why he likes Mitt Romney?
Why does the right love Mitt Romney so much? Well, I supported Mitt Romney during the last election. And actually, during this election, he wasn't my first pick, but I consider him to be a more qualified choice than our current president.
Because?
Well, he has successfully ran pretty much everything that he's ever done, mm-hmm. and he understands the complex set of conditions that can create jobs.
Okay. Ron, you want to ask Mike a question about why he likes Mr. Obama?
Well, Mike, with so many things that have ran against our president, like, you know, 8% drop in average household income, about 8% unemployment, 23 million people unemployed, how can we maintain the same course that we've already done?
Well, you know, I can hit the same talking points that pretty much, you know, you've seen ad after ad after ad after ad in Ohio on TV and tell you that, you know, Obama inherited the mess from Bush and all that stuff. But, you know, what I honestly believe the country is actually moving in the correct direction right now. If you take a look at housing, I know they just announced some housing numbers that, I don't know, whoever comes into the White House or whoever stays in the White House is, you know, going to be looking at some pretty positive numbers as far as the housing growth. And our country really depends on those numbers and depends on the housing market. And I really honestly think that Barack Obama is best seated to move us forward in the right direction in regards to foreign policy, mm-hmm. In regards to jobs, mm-hmm. in regards to a lot of different things. And specifically for me, one of the biggest things is Mitt Romney has the opportunity probably to appoint a Supreme Court justice, and I think it's going to be a major thing in the next 4 years. And I really, really don't want to see like Roe versus Wade overturned, to be honest with you. That's one of my big driving factors.
All right. Too good. So, that was good. Very good. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate the call. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama have Harvard degrees, and that's what they have in common. Other than that, that was a good... See, that's the kind of civilized discussion we ought to have about it. And were there a couple of points brought out that you hadn't thought about? Probably not. But most people are going to hang their hat on things they're comfortable with. And both those guys are comfortable with their positions. So good. It's 19 after on Good Day.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotics survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-Day Challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-Day Challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50, and the multivitamin they used for the study, Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Sonny Osborne, born in the state 1937, so that makes him 75. Almost sounds like Sonny ought to be a girl, but not the case. Who else is having opera tenor John Vickers' birthday is today, Roberta?
Jennifer's not here.
Jennifer didn't feel well today, so I told
her. Yeah, no, she sounded pretty awful.
Right. Let's see here. We have Kate Jackson. One of the other angels was it? Which one was Friday? Had a birthday. Jacqueline Smith.
Yeah, it was Jacqueline Smith. Right.
Yeah. All right. So Kate Jackson is today. From also beside Charlie's Angels and the Rookies, Scarecrow, Mrs. King, Killer Bees, Satan's School for Girls. Good Lord.
Scarecrow and Mrs. King did pretty well.
Yeah. 1948 was her birth year, so that means she's 64 today. 1947, a year before on this date, Richard Dreyfuss, Academy Award-winning actor for The Goodbye Girl, was in The Valley of the Dolls, Jaws, Mr. Holland's Opus. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind, wonderful movie. Lost in Yonkers, Nuts, American Graffiti, Down and Out in Beverly Hills, The Graduate, Postcards from the Edge, The Education of Max Bickford. Guys been around. Next up is Dave Patton, bass player for the group Pilots. You have to help me on this one. I know this song in the group, but I don't know that much about him.
That's it. That's all wonder.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, so we're going to spend a lot of time with him. Roger O'Donnell's birthday is today. Keyboardist with The Cure.
That's good stuff.
57 today. Song you sing, send along to somebody that you love, and you always will, and you know you will. Randy Jackson. Not that Randy Jackson. No, the Randy Jackson from the Jackson 5. Stephen Randall Jackson. not the judge on American Idol. I'll Be There. How many other songs of theirs can you think of? ABC.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Super stuff, in fact. Hey, the U and me. Winona Ryder's birthday is today. Real name Winona Laura Horowitz.
Wonder if she's going to go out and shoplift something to little something nice for herself.
That's what happens with people. They get in trouble once. Yeah. People remember that about them. They don't remember anything else. That's all. I would have said the same thing. I don't know how in the world people get over stuff like that. They really don't.
It's a silly little thing, nice. So it's no big deal. I mean, it's not like Lindsay Lohan, where she's actively trying to kill herself, basically.
Yeah, right.
She just that way. She was bored and looking for something to do, and so she figured she could go out and steal something, even though she has 10 times the money to pay for it.
From today's show at DougStefan.com, the story of Betty and Eddie Wolfe comes up.
Oh, isn't that cute? Their names rhyme.
Yeah, Betty and Eddie Wolfe come to the arrivals terminal at Ben-Gurion Airport to pick up very important passengers from our country. The flyers are not executives, diplomats, or dignitaries. Instead, they're toys on a mission to cheer up sick children in Israel. And the story at DougStefan.com explains Operation Bear, started by Claire Ginsburg from New Jersey, collects used teddy bears all over the country and sends them to Israeli hospitals. So far, Americans have sent 130,000 teddy bears over to Israel in Operation Bear. Very cool stuff.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Other than a safe...
Situation here is it's 33 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The weather is something people all over the eastern part of the country are talking about. Out west, just another day in paradise. Not any big deal, but there'll be things out there. The
Colorado,
complaining
about the heat out
seasons.
West.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's been warm on the west coast. That's not all bad. Who's going to complain? Ultimately, did I tell you the story?
No.
Speaking of that. I have two government bad stories. All right,
mm-hmm.
Everybody loves my bad government stories. Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. So we have this fascination. Those of us who travel with the TSA, but I do, and the equipment that are these body scanners that have been put into airports. Well, if you are aware or if you are watching carefully, you will notice that the screening devices that I've been complaining about, and pilots and anybody else who knew anything about these screening devices, have quietly been replaced. Now, remember, the TSA spent about $1 million per airport to put in these screening devices.
The ones where you have to... hold your hands up in the air, turn sideways, and it kind of gives you an X-ray.
Right. It is an X-ray, okay. And it was deemed very dangerous, so none of the pilots would go through.
Dangerous for those who have to go through it on a regular basis.
Regular basis.
If you travel once or twice a year, no big deal. But if you travel regularly, like
right.
you do,
yeah.
you don't want to do it all the time.
So the TSA has been replacing these body scanners with a new, Searchlight device. And the Searchlight device is something you also hold your hands over your head, but it was used for a while at a few airports. There's a 3-second sort of blitz that goes around you. It's a circular device. You stand in the middle of this upright tube and it goes around you and does a quick scan. But it doesn't have any of the ill effects of the X-ray And because it moves, but I guess that's part of it. I don't understand the technology, but I just know this is better. But after they spent, I think it was $240 million, because the guy who runs the TSA said, yep, we got to have this. Didn't look at any research, didn't look at anything about anything. He just said, yep, these are what we're going. I don't know whether he had a friend making these or whatever, but $240 million of your tax dollars went to buy these things that were no good from the beginning. And anybody who had any brains, who, and that obviously does not include Mr. Pastore, who runs the TSA, knew these things were bad. So they spent the money anyway, and they found now there's so much objection. They're holding up lines. Like, when I get to them, I'd stop. I'm not going to go through them. So they replaced them, or they are replacing them, with these new scanning devices that apparently are much better. I'm not sure they're any faster, but they are much better. I don't know whether that sounds good or bad. Smart enough to go down the path of replacing them. But
I say we replace them with pit bulls.
Yeah,
they come up and sniff your private parts.
Uh-huh.
And anybody who gets through that without sweating or crying or saying, I've got it, it's right here, it's behind my back, deserves to get through.
Okay, so my second and my favorite of the stories, the fire department in the city of Los Angeles has sent everybody an $80 bill. The $80 bill is for inspection of your property to make sure that it will not suffer should there be a fire in the neighborhood. Most, I shouldn't say everybody in Los Angeles, the people who live in the areas that are susceptible to fires. And we have them every year, different times of the year, but mostly in the spring when the Santa Ana winds are blowing around. So as a result of that, last year the city council decided, I guess it was county, I'm not sure, but they decided that $80 was the appropriate fee to have everybody pay to get their place inspected to make sure that your house wouldn't burn in the event of a fire, or they're going to figure out how to keep it from burning. And they call it a brush inspection. Now, I don't own, there's nothing on my property that would be considered brush. I have a tile patio in the front of the house, a tile patio in the back of the house. Richie, you've been there?
Yep.
Roberta, I don't know if you've seen the house in California or not.
No, not the new one.
No trees. There's nothing on my property. So when they sent me the bill for $80, I threw it away because I'm not going to pay any. There's nothing to inspect. If my house is, if there's a fire nearby, my house will burn if it comes to that because the house is made out of wood. So any more on it can figure that out. I don't need to pay somebody $80 to come drive by my house and just a way to clip you for $80. So I got a call from the fire department on Friday, asking me when I was going to pay the $80. And I said, I'm not. She said, well, if that's the way you're going to be about it, it'll go on your credit report. I said, for $80, if that ruins my credit, and that's the only thing that's going to ruin my credit, I'm not sure that I'm going to worry too much about it. Yeah. So $80, these people will hit you wherever they can, often they can.
How can they put that on your credit report?
Well, because I didn't pay it. And I don't know how they could do it because I have my...
But
they
didn't agree to pay it.
No, I didn't. Never agreed to pay
it. They can only put it on your credit report if you signed to pay it.
I didn't agree to pay my taxes, but I pay them because I have to. They say this is just another tax. I didn't vote to support this. Mm-hmm. I didn't vote to have my income tax, to have my property tax as it is. But it is a load. It really is. It's just that I just said to her, I'm not going to pay it. Please don't call me again. I didn't say please. But at any rate, it's just another, these people are really looking out for it. Speaking of looking out, it's been 7 years since we in the United States were hit with a powerful hurricane. And as part of the country prepares for Sandy and the strong winds and the rain and maybe a little bit of snow here and there, Brian Osich is going to take us into a different place, a way to keep your family safe and connected.
As the Northeast prepares for severe weather, OnStar's crisis incident manager, Marianne Adams, says GM has learned a lot since Hurricane Katrina and is prepared to help subscribers through these types of dangerous storms.
A lot of people just leave the area that's going to be impacted, so they want routes to a hotel that they can stay at, and so we actually help them look for hotel rooms, or if they need a shelter of last resort, we'll help them with that.
Adams says there is a common thread between all calls. People who need help need to talk, and it has to be easy.
Call us with an urgent situation, and at least we can call first responders and tell them where that person is located.
Adams also says OnStar can help keep the lines of communication open.
If there is a power outage and you can't use your landline phone, or you need to report a situation and your cell phone's not working, go to your vehicle and press the blue or the red button, and we'll make that connection for you.
For more, log on to OnStar.com. That's Newsbreak from GM.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So some Halloween music in the background. Earlier on this morning, you can listen to hour number 2 if you want to download it. Went through a list. What was that in the last half hour? I can't remember when I did that.
It was last hour.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah, so I'm right. So in the last hour, we had a list of the 10 candies that are to be avoided at all costs. Really bad for you. So now, courtesy of our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, we have some suggestions for alternative holiday Halloween treats. Let's see if any of these ring your bell. Ready? Got a flat cowbell. I got a better one here.
The only thing has Reese's included.
All right, let's see here. Let's see if I can go through. What we're looking for is something that has 75 to 100 grams of sugar. That's where you start. Mm. All right, that doesn't include any of the candy bars, any 12-inch sodas, none of that stuff. If you're trying, as a parent, to reduce candy consumption after your trick-or-treating children go out, then maybe what you should do is serve up some healthy party foods before they go out. Fresh vegetables, baked chips, crackers, this kind of stuff. And maybe even you should offer, as your trick-or-treaters come to the door, knock, 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 and Phil, God love him, says, give the children some warm apple cider and some sandwiches.
Oh, right, right. And what parent is going to let their kids accept a glass of water?
I'm just giving you an option. I'm just giving you an option.
I mean, come on.
Roberta. Options. Options. We need options.
Would you, Rich? Would you let Juliana accept a glass of warm apple cider? Come here, little girl. Would you want a glass of warm apple cider?
That said, I mean,
how about nuts, raisins?
I know all of my neighbors.
Yeah.
And trust all of my neighbors. And it's not like we go trick-or-treating in a neighborhood where we don't know the people.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I want to see the wrapper. I want to see it on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, all right, let's see. What else do we have here? Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, fruit leathers. Have you ever tried those? Nuts,
yes.
Raisins,
yeah.
Popcorn, that kind of stuff. This is really good. If you want to have your children learn what is good about Thanksgiving, you'll feed them this stuff.
And you know what happens when a kid goes to a door and you give them, like, a toothbrush or a pencil or nuts or raisins?
Right, yeah.
They kind of look at you and go, really?
Really?
A pencil.
Yeah. Roberta.
Okay.
Actually, my kids would like pencils. They love getting pencils.
What happens if the storm shuts things down in New York? For example, the Met, the
everything
MTA
is shut down.
Shut down. All right. So it stays that way through Halloween evening. What happens?
I don't know.
All of the Smithsonian, everything is shut down.
Everything
here,
is shut down. Yeah, everything is shut down. I doubt anything will really start going again until Thursday at the earliest. Because don't forget, you have all these people evacuated.
Yeah.
So, and you got the subways. It's going to take a day to get the subways back online once everything has been shut down.
Why? Why does it take a day? They get back in and they just...
But it's like all the trains are in the train yards now. All those trains have to be prepped. My uncle used to work for the subway system. He was a chief engineer, and I was talking to him last night. He says it takes hours and hours. The trains have to be prepped. They've got to be cleaned. They've got to be brought out to the individual lines that they run on. I mean, don't forget, there's how many thousands of miles of train tracks in New York? So it's not that easy. It's not just a matter of, oh, let's just bring the train back out again.
Here's the big dilemma in our neighborhood, and this was going around on the neighborhood Facebook page last night. In our neighborhood, should we put off trick-or-treating until Saturday, knowing that we will likely not have power on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Or could not have power on Wednesday?
Yep. That makes a good idea. Why not?
I have plans on Saturday.
You have plans on Saturday?
I do.
You can take the kids out for an hour in the neighborhood in the afternoon, right?
Could. Yeah, absolutely, I could. Yeah,
things would be back to normal on Saturday.
Well, that is if we have power.
Yeah, we have power. Saturday?
After that derecho came through Washington, I'm not betting on anything anymore.
Really?
That was a mess.
No, they're telling us to be ready not to have power until about Election Day.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. They have the representatives of the power
already
companies
telling you they're going to be
this
how long
it's going to
take.
Yeah, be prepared.
Wonderful.
You will be without power for at least several days.
Mm. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
That's how they do it now.
That's how they rub. That's how they get away with it by saying, "Well, we told you it was going to be a problem." Not because they're well prepared or
prepping
because they have things the way they're supposed to be. No, there's just we're telling you right now, it's going to be a week. Ghosts and goblins and witches, what is it that you are most afraid of? This Halloween may be the best time to face your fears, and it starts by going online. Brian Osich has some more on fear-based thinking.
The scariest night of the year is fast approaching, and if you're afraid you're stuck in a Halloween rut, TV personality and fashion designer Kristen Cavallari says there is one way to flesh out your Fright Fest activities, and it starts by breaking old habits.
A recent Bing survey shows more than 50% of people said fear itself is the biggest barrier to overcoming what they're scared of. That's why we're asking people to face their fears and try something new. Take the Bing It On Challenge. It's a side-by-side comparison of search results from both Bing and Google.
An independent test commissioned by Bing finds people prefer Bing web search results nearly 2-1 over Google.
That's a chilling stat, and we know trying a different search engine can be scary, but thrilling. How about putting your Fright Night activities to the test? Search for costume ideas, decoration suggestions, or local Halloween celebrations, and you may be surprised at which you prefer.
Take the Bing It On challenge at bingiton.com. That's Lifestyles from Bing.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Spooks have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand. Demons take one look and groan.
Bing Crosby from The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. I remember this when I was a kid. I saw it in the 50s. It actually came out Halloween 1949, The Headless Horseman. That was, for me, about as scary as I want to get, Chuck Curry. I don't want to be any more scared than I was. I actually was scared with Fantasia. All those brooms and the stuff that was scary. Maybe that's my problem. One of many. All right, anyway.
So the reason you can't go watch Friday the 13th and Halloween is because of Fantasia.
I think maybe that might be energy. That makes sense. So we have movie music. We get started with movie moments. Yes, Chuck.
Yeah, the question is, at this point in your life, I would say the same for me. Does anything really scare you, or are you desensitized with the holy...
Are you asking that as a general question, or are you asking me?
No, I'm asking you. I mean,
I saw something on the television the other night. I don't remember where I was or what. I don't remember the circumstances, but I remember, I think it was early, I wasn't sleeping well, and I turned on the television for a minute, and I saw a preview of something that just one frame scared the bejesus out of me and really woke me up. Yeah, and so, yeah, there's plenty of stuff that I don't like any of this at all. I want to stay as far away from it as I can. Just doesn't.
When you walk upstairs from the basement, do you kind of, and it's dark and it's at nighttime, do you kind of like scurry up the stairs?
No.
No.
That kind of stuff doesn't bother me.
No. Okay.
I think it's seeing images that you just
hear in the middle of the night.
Yeah. That's like the there was some kid, an ad for something. It was, oh, I know what it was, an ad for some cold medicine, and they had the scariest looking creature playing the part of the cold. It's going to come and get you.
Yeah.
Isn't that scary? Like, yeah.
It's not scary. Gross. It's disgusting.
Yeah, right. It looks like
on Friday afternoon, me and my wife watched privately in the community theater Halloween 2 from 1981.
Yeah.
And I tremendously enjoyed watching it, but it did not scare me. And then I did a revival of Creepshow Saturday night, and I had a lot of fun watching it, but it did not scare me. And then we did a revival of the 2004 zombie film Dawn of the Dead, and I loved it, it didn't scare me. Very few things scare me. I guess I'm so desensitized. Over
That's it. You become numb to it.
Yeah.
So it's guys like you who become axe murderers, and you don't feel a thing.
All right, hold on. Let me put down the axe.
Put the axe down, yeah. All right, so let's get to our contest for today. This is the number one movie during the Halloween period of 1990. I didn't see it. I saw a preview of Man. I wouldn't want to see this thing either. Here we go with the first clue.
Bill, why don't you cover the living room?
Chris, why don't you check out back? And Lloyd, take the kitchen. And I'll just stay right here.
All right, ring a bell with anybody?
No.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. That doesn't work so well if you're trying to get in and win the prize right now. So here's the second clue.
Chris, I'm scared to death.
And we all are. But our brains secrete a neurotransmitter that enables us to deal with them. Come on.
I don't think I have that particular neurotransmitter.
All right. 800-510.
I'll tell you a little footnote on that film. Disney released that film, and they used a slogan that said they never used again. They called it a thrill-omedy, which means half thriller, half comedy. Mm. And they said by doing that, the box office didn't perform the way they wanted to because it confused people. Like, they didn't know if they were going to see a thriller or a comedy. And obviously, they didn't want to see both. But I like that movie.
Really?
Pretty good.
All right, so let's get to the last clue. Audio clue.
Honey, we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
All right, so that didn't give it away.
Okay, yeah.
800-510-8255. You needed a bazooka to kill him in that movie. All right. So, Chucker, what did we do over the weekend box office total-wise?
Sort of a down weekend at the box office. Four new movies hit the theaters, but none to real box office effect, which means that Argo landed in the third week of release, number one picture, $12.3 million at the box office, solid $60 million in 3 weeks of release. The animated film Hotel Transylvania placed second, $9.5 million, $130 million in 4 weeks of release. The Wachowskis' Cloud Atlas, an ambitious film that cost $100 million to produce, did a disappointing 9.4. Boy, Tom Hanks is not the box office drawer he was 10 years ago. Paranormal Activity 4th, 8.6, a whopping 70% drop off of ticket sales week to week, $42 million in 10 days. And Liam Neeson's Taken 2 has held up very strong at the box office, $8 million, $117 million in 4 weeks of release. It's done very well overseas.
Tammy, what's the name of that movie?
Ghostbusters.
No, ma'am. Lilia, what's the name of the movie?
Arachnophobia.
You got it. You get the prize. Thank you.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.